Steve here, and today we're getting philosophical, so stay with me. There's this old science fiction idea called psychohistory. You can't predict what one person does, but you can predict what 10 million people do because crowds run on math, not feelings. And the stock market, baby, that's the biggest crowd there is. So let's run the numbers on where we actually are. DJ called it, this feels like 2021, and he's right that it rhymes. But here's the twist. It's not 2021, it's 1999. Late cycle, frothy, everybody's a genius. But unlike the dot-com bubble, this one has real earnings underneath it. Back in the dot-com days, three quarters of the tech gains were pure hype, multiple expansion vibes. This time, three quarters of the gains came from actual earnings. Dell's backlog is real. Micron's memory is actually sold out. So this is the 1999 part of the movie, the fun part, not the March 2000 part where the music stops yet. Now let me read you the crowd's vital signs, and some of these will make you sweat. The Buffett indicator, total market cap versus the whole economy, is sitting around 230%. That's an all-time record, higher than the dot-com peak. Warren himself says 90% is reasonable. We're at 230. The VIX, the fear gauge, is at 17, dead asleep, total complacency, even though we had a war scare back in February that it already forgot about. And the top 10 companies are now 41% of the entire market, more concentrated than the dot-com peak. The index basically is the AI trade now, and here's the one that keeps me up at night. Everybody's spending on AI, $600-700 billion in CapEx this year. But an MIT study found 95% of companies are making zero money back on it. Zero. So the question is, where does the revenue come from to justify $700 billion in spending? Nobody has answered that yet. And the gap is getting wider, not smaller. That brings me to the mule. In the psychohistory story, the mule is the one thing the model can't predict, the wild card that breaks everything. Our mule has a name. Circular financing. NVIDIA is worth $5 trillion, and it's pouring $100 billion into OpenAI, who turns around and buys NVIDIA chips. Microsoft owns a chunk of OpenAI and is a fifth of NVIDIA's sales. NVIDIA's backstopping CoreWeave's debt all the way through 2032. Everybody is financing everybody. It's a snake eating its own tail, and it only works as long as the money keeps pouring in. Even Sam Altman said, quote, somebody is going to lose a phenomenal amount of money. When the CEO says that out loud, you listen. So here are the three roads ahead. Road one, the melt up. One more euphoric leg higher, the 1999 blow off top. Call it 40% odds. Road two, the slow bleed. Good news stops working, stocks chop sideways and quietly distribute. We already saw the first crack. Marvell beat earnings, raised guidance, and fell anyway. That's the tell. Call it 35%. And road three, the mule shows up. A credit event. The circular money unwinds. 20-25%. Here's what to watch. If bond market volatility starts climbing while the VIX stays asleep, that's the smoke before the fire. Now, the part that matters for you, DJ, the crowd is getting handed AI robots to trade with, and the government is literally seeding newborns into the stock market. And that always happens late, near the top, never early. The crowd chases the parabola right before it snaps. So the move, and the foundation move, is to be the mathematician, not the lemming. Trade the index, not the lotto. Buy time, not zero day. Set your stop before you walk away. Take profit into strength. And keep cash ready for when the mule comes knocking. The people who get rich from here aren't the ones who bet it all on green. They're the ones holding dry powder when everybody else is forced to sell. Be the foundation, not the crowd. Steve out.